This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When the Civil War broke out in April 1861, Michigan was one of the states to quickly answer the call for volunteers. In fact, when the 1st Michigan Infantry marched into Washington that May, Abraham Lincoln reportedly exclaimed, "Thank God for Michigan." This coming Saturday, July 9th, we're all invited to the state capitol to commemorate the 150th anniversary of the return of the Civil War volunteers and their battle flags, and also mark the 25th anniversary of Save the Flags. Matt Van Acker is co-chair of Save the Flags, an effort to preserve and display battle flags carried by Michigan troops. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you.
You know, it's interesting to think that when we're talking about the fact that this is the 150th anniversary, so 1866, so those soldiers didn't get home to Michigan for about a year after the war ended.
A few of the regiments, it took them a while to get back to their home state. Some of the regiments were sent out west for duty. Some were sent down to Texas. And, you know, there were similar ceremonies that took place across all the northern states where these men were asked to return their battle flags to the care of, you know, their respective states. And, yeah, so it took about a year for Michigan to plan the ceremony. It was an incredible event. Newspaper accounts of the time claim that there were about 70,000 people that came to Detroit to the Campus Martius for this event. If my math is right, that equals about 7% of the state's entire population that came to that event.
And the importance of turning in these flags gets us to focus on the importance of the flags. What did those flags mean to those troops during the Civil War?
Many of the flags were presented to the regiments in these grand, wonderful ceremonies before they marched off to war. The flags were presented to the men quite often by the ladies of the communities where these regiments mustered in. These men knew each other. They were real communities in the regiments. The different companies in the regiments formed in small towns and villages. So the flags, as they were presented to the regiments, were a direct link and a reminder to them of who they were fighting for, why they were fighting for. Every time they would look at that flag in battle, they would think of that presentation ceremony and the promises that were made. I mean, they made incredible promises when they were given these flags that the flags would, quote, become the pall, you know, the funeral garment of the regiment before they'd be surrendered. So they were important as a link to the community, but they were also terribly important on the battlefield logistically. These were Napoleonic tactics. The men knew that they were in their proper position on the field by being with what they affectionately referred to as the colors, by being with the regimental flags. Color bearers moved forward, they would follow them as they retreated. They would hold their ground when the color bearer took his staff and planted it in the ground. Every man knew their job was to defend that flag and their position to the last man.
And if the color bearer fell, then it was the job of someone else to immediately take up that flag, right?
It definitely was. Yeah, every man of the regiment knew that was their duty, to keep the flag aloft.
And the Save the Flags effort that you've been a part of, an effort to preserve and display the battle flags carried by our troops in the Civil War, this is about conservation and not restoration, right?
It is. So thank you so much for asking that, because some people don't understand the difference, understandably. What we do is we care for the flags as they are. We make sure that they don't deteriorate any more than they already have. We stabilize them. If we were to restore the flag, that would literally mean sewing up bullet holes, saber slashes, washing the blood off some of the flags. Some of the flags actually have blood stains on them from the men who died, you know, carrying them into battle. So we're conserving, we're stabilizing them, and we're making sure that they don't deteriorate, but not restoring them. And, you know, this project started about 25 years ago when our capital was restored, and we knew we had to make a decision to properly care for the flags that had been housed in the rotunda.
And where can people see them? How many do you have, and where can we see them?
Yeah, so we have 240 flags in our collection, 160 are Civil War. The remainder were carried by Michigan troops in the Spanish-American War and World War I. The flags are housed currently at the State Historical Center, and we have a really wonderful relationship with the folks at the Historical Center. who have very graciously afforded us space there to specially care for the collection. We do have a flag on display almost continuously. We rotate flags in and out of the display area at the museum. So if people go to see the museum, they'll actually be able to see at least one of the battle flags in our collection.
And then circling back to what we've talked about, this kind of 150th anniversary of the return of the Civil War volunteers and their battle flags that happened in 1866. What's going to happen this Saturday at the Capitol? Give us an idea.
Yeah, so we're really excited about it. This is, we consider, kind of the culminating event in the state and the nation's commemoration of the sesquicentennial of the Civil War, the 150th anniversary. We have a number of things planned. We have a number of reenactors who will be coming. We have some Civil War batteries that will be bringing their cannons and actually doing demonstration firings on the lawn. We have a 1 o'clock ceremony. And an official ceremony. And what we'll be kind of doing is recreating the original event. In fact, we have a number of Civil War reenactor groups that'll actually be formally donating their reenactment flags to Save the Flags so we can use them for education. We're not able to take the flags on the road, so to speak, when I give talks across the state, but with these reenactment flags, I'll be able to actually take these replicas out and kind of show people what the actual flags sort of look like.
Well, it certainly seems like a wonderful, wonderful family outing for this coming Saturday starting at 10. And if you want to find out more about Save the Flags, you can do a Google search, Michigan Capitol Battle Flags, and that'll bring it all up and you can learn more. And Matt Van Acker, it was great talking with you about your love of the Civil War. One final question. Why is it so important for us in 2016 to look back and remember the Civil War and these soldiers?
You know, preserving these flags is important, but in my mind, preserving the memory of the men and their families who made these incredible sacrifices is even more important. These folks made this country what it is today, one and united, and ending slavery. Their service and sacrifice needs to be remembered.
Matt Van Acker, thanks for speaking with us today on Stateside.
Oh, thank you so much, Cynthia. It was my pleasure.